On today's Kids Corner, Spike finds himself in life-threatening danger, and only Liz can help.
Oh no, the dam's breaking. Wait a second. Spike? Spike, is that you?
Liz, I twisted my ankle and I'm caught in some bushes.
No. Hey, Spike, come on. Come on, just give me your hand.
Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
There's nothing more fun than camping with a group of friends. And this weekend, Grandpa Anoli and Granny Gecko are taking Liz, Spike, Lucille, and Lacey to the Church Wilderness Club campground to earn some points for their wilderness camping badges. They expect to have a lot of fun. Little do they know that they're going to discover there's more wild in the wilderness than they thought.
Okay, I made it.
Finally.
I was on time, but then I saw Granny Gecko's truck on the side of the road and stopped to help.
Well, if we hurry, we'll still have time for the first competition, right? Oh, Grandpa, you should see how fast Spike and I can put up our tents.
Liz, this isn't a competition.
What?
We're going to learn a few things about the forest, about ourselves, and about God.
Well, yeah,
but you'll be able to earn patches for the skills you
learn. Right.
Oh, here comes Granny now.
Oh, it sounds like a garbage truck.
Yeah, I wonder what's wrong.
Grandpa,
yeah.
I'm sure glad to see you again. I think my bumper's fallen off.
Granny, that's not your bumper. It's a hairdryer hanging onto the tailgate.
Oh,
and a big metal lamp.
You were dragging a lamp?
What?
Was it to light your path?
Whose is this, really?
It's mine. Well, I have to be able to see to dry my hair.
Oh, well, honey, you're going to have to live without hair dryers and your lamp.
Really? I can't do my hair without hair dryer.
Well, you could share my flashlight, and I even brought a new brush.
Now, don't get all worked up about your hair.
Yeah, that's right.
Coyotes and wolves will put that in perspective.
Coyotes?
Wolves?
Come on, boys. Let's help them tie down this stuff.
All right.
The quicker we do it, the quicker we'll be on our way.
Okay.
Grandpa followed Granny to make sure nothing else fell out of the back of her truck. It was a long drive, and the curvy roads, well, let's just say they were a little too much for Spike, going back and forth and around and around.
Grandpa, why are we stopping?
Go ahead and get out, Spike.
What?
He's getting a bit green around the gills.
Thanks, Grandpa. I'll be right back.
Ew.
Take your time.
And when they got to the graveled road that turned into a dirt road that turned into no road at all, Grandpa gave them the good news.
All right. We made it.
Finally.
Made it where, Grandpa?
Here.
Yeah, Grandpa, there is no here. I mean, there's nothing here.
Yeah, where's the wilderness camp?
Yeah.
Or do they have buses to take us?
What part of wilderness didn't you get? Now we walk to camp. And we'll be helping the ladies, as gentlemen should.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what are you three up to?
Oh, just picking some flowers to freshen up the campsite. You boys need any help with your gear?
No, we were going to help you.
Oh, well, the only thing I need help with is that big bag over there.
I'll get it, Granny.
Well, thank you, honey.
Ow! Ow!
What happened?
Oh, Liz, you okay?
Ow.
What happened?
Okay, I picked up that sack. And an iron anvil fell out and hit my toe.
I'm so sorry. You found my skillet,
Your
Liz.
Your skillet?
We'll need that for breakfast.
Oh, I like pancakes for breakfast, but I'm not real hungry right now.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry, Spike. You will feel better in the morning.
I hope so.
Yes.
Okay, that must weigh a ton. I'm glad I'm not the one who has to carry it.
Granny cooks tonight and tomorrow. It's our turn. Just grab those pots and pans and we'll get started.
But Grandpa, I have my own load to carry, and it's heavy.
Yeah, I mean, he brought 7 bottles of ketchup.
Yeah.
Enough for everybody.
7 bottles?
Hey, it always pays to be prepared.
Well, we'll share ketchup, and we'll share the load. Oh. Here, put the anvil, skillet in your pack.
I don't think I have room, Grandpa. Huh? Oh, wait, now I do.
Hey, Liz, take a look at this.
Well, what is it?
It fell out of Granny's pack.
A green patch. That's awesome. What's on it?
It just says Gal 62.
Oh, great. Must be a special patch for the girls.
Yeah, but what's the 62 mean?
I don't know. Just put it back in there. Hey, right. Maybe there's a guy patch in Grandpa's backpack.
After their backpacks were loaded, some a little heavier than others, the group headed into the wilderness.
Which way's the camp, Grandpa?
Oh, well, we just head east when we get to the top of the ridge, and it's maybe a mile.
What? No, Grandpa, it's more like 2 miles.
Sorry, kids. And then, Grandpa, we gotta head west.
Right. Let's follow Granny, everybody.
File in.
Hey, Grandpa, why'd you guys have to stop on the road?
Well, all those curves had us a little green around the gills.
Oh, Lucille said she saw you jump out, Spike.
What?
What's the matter? Get a little queasy?
See, lay off. It could have happened to any of us.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Grandpa? Are those storm clouds up ahead?
Oh, wow.
Those look more like...
Actually, they're cumulonimbus.
Yeah.
The wind ought to be picking up pretty quickly, so we better set up camp as soon as we get there.
Was that a hungry wolf?
Oh, sounded more like an angry coyote.
Maybe it was both.
Boys,
Liz, how fast do you think I'd have to run to get away from those coyotes?
Spike, the way I figure it, we don't have to outrun them. We just have to outrun the girls.
Very funny, Liz.
You shouldn't run too fast, Spike. Your tummy might get upset.
Yeah, real funny, Liz.
Now, all right, kids, settle down.
Right.
Now, that's just a little old dog.
That's right.
Just stick by me. Come on closer and we're going to be fine. As soon as we get to the top of the ridge, it's going to get easy.
Yeah, well, man, all this climbing and all these pots and pans.
Oh, you want me to take a few of them for you, Liz?
I don't think I've got enough energy to pull them out of the bag and give them to you.
Hey, come on, Liz.
Whew.
Spike, that's the camp down there.
What?
Yeah, we've made it.
All right.
Become part of the Bible story and listen as the greatest stories of the Bible come to life.
Jesus, wake up, Master. Help us.
Master, wake up.
Master.
We're going to drown.
Help us, please.
Don't you even care?
Check out Kids Corner's Bible Stories podcast, an immersive audio drama series.
But he's alive. He sat here among us. He walked with us.
Close your eyes and listen to biblical characters telling their part in God's big story.
A lion. I call upon the name of the Lord of hosts. Ah! Let go of my sheep, let go!
Choose from over 50 stories spanning from creation.
And light started shining. God looked at the light and saw that it was good.
Through the history of the early church.
There was a noise from heaven, like the sound of a mighty wind.
Well, Paul, what should we do now?
Each story has a devotional with memory verses and Bible readings to help you take a deep dive into Scripture. Check out our Bible Stories podcast.
He's alive! Lazarus is alive!
At kidscorner.net.
Yes! Jesus, yes!
And discover your place in God's big story.
The camp wasn't exactly what the kids expected. Oh, it was great, but it was right in the middle of, well, the wilderness.
Lucille, where are the showers?
Showers? You're asking where the showers are?
What?
Where are they?
Oh, come on.
Sorry, kids. The next shower you're going to have is when you get home.
What? Are you kidding?
We can always go for a swim down at the stream, Liz.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Work before play. We got to get our tent set up. And soon.
Come on, Spike. Let's show them how fast we can put up our tent, just like we practiced.
You got it, Liz.
All right.
1, 2, 3.
Maybe we went too fast.
Time to help Granny and the girls with their tent.
Okay, Grandpa.
come out from under there, Spike.
Grandpa, we've already done so much. Can't we try out for one of our guy patches?
What kind of patches?
Liz?
Well, I just thought you might have a patch that only us guys could win. You do, don't you?
I don't know what you're talking about, Liz.
Come on.
The patches are for anybody who completes the task. Oh. Now, come on.
Why, I never realized how strong you guys are. Thanks for helping us.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Well, just happy to help.
Oh,
hey, looks like rain coming. We better get the firewood.
Okay. Come on, girls, let's go get some wood.
Where? In the woods?
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
What?
If the lions and tigers and bears are going to get me, they're going to have to find me. I'm not going to walk right up to them.
Oh, and besides, we got a lot of work to do here.
You want to eat, right?
Oh, did you say eat? Oh, well then, come on, Spike.
The boys had to make a few trips to find enough wood for the campfire. It was hard work, but they earned their supper.
Oh, man, I am so hungry I could eat a camel's leg. Okay, what are we having?
Well, we've got canned meat and egg sandwiches with lentil soup. Now, that's tasty, huh?
Okay, but where are the steaks?
Oh, yeah.
And the burgers. And the hot dogs.
Uh-huh.
And the ice cream.
Oh,
I mean, Granny, even I don't put ketchup in soup.
Yeah, maybe not, but it sure couldn't even make this mystery meat sandwich appetizing.
Oh, ew.
What is it, Granny?
Oh, I'm just watching the weather.
Yeah.
You know, it's been raining on the other side of the valley since we got here.
Mm-hmm. Well, as long as it doesn't rain too hard over here, we're okay, right?
Well, you know, sure, Liz.
Okay.
But I have been out here enough to know that weather can get pretty rough.
What do you
Rainstorms can lead to flash floods.
Flash floods? What?
Are you thinking about the Wilderness Lake Dam?
What about the dam?
I heard they fixed that leak.
You know, Grandpa, they might have patched it, but that dam is older than I am.
What?
There's going to be a lot of rain draining into it tonight.
Wait a minute.
Oh, man, that sounds dangerous.
Yeah.
Now, don't worry. We're up high enough, and we're far enough away to stay safe.
That's right.
Hey, are we going to roast marshmallows?
Yeah, why don't we do that?
Wonder how they'd taste with ketchup.
The evening turned dark and stormy, and everyone gathered in the biggest tent. They hoped one of Grandpa's stories would keep their minds off the storm.
Come on, Grandpa.
We want to hear a good one.
Oh, please, come on.
You kids have heard all my stories.
Hey, Granny, how about you?
Yeah.
Oh, me? Yeah, Granny. I'll bet you know lots of stories.
Oh, she does.
Well, all right, if you insist.
Oh, we do. Come on.
My great-grandpa lived in these woods, you know, when he was your age.
Really?
He hunted every hill and holler.
Wow.
Said he found a nest one day.
Oh, what kind of nest?
Oh, not one like a hawk or a squirrel would have made.
Okay.
No, this one was so big that whole trees had been knocked down and laid all in a row. You know, kind of like a mattress with moss and leaves and grass thrown on top.
Really?
Said it was about 15 feet long and 10 feet wide.
Wow.
Bigger than the floor of his own cabin.
Wow. Oh, boy, I'm not feeling so good.
Did your grandpa find out what made that nest?
No, he didn't. But he met someone who did.
Okay.
And his name was Whitey, because his beard and every hair on his head was as white as snow. But he was only 29 years old.
Whoa.
Years old.
Was he born that way?
Oh, no. No, it happened all at once.
Oh, wow.
The night that he saw.
Yeah, what's he
saw? What?
Are you sure you want to hear this?
Come on.
I mean, I don't want everybody to start crying.
Of course, we don't. Come on,
Granny, tell us.
All right. But I am not going to be responsible for your hair turning white.
Oh, we are not afraid, Granny.
No, not afraid.
Well, Whitey was on his way up into the hills because he was hunting for the bears that had killed two of his cows.
Okay.
And he figured that the only place that they could hide was up by what we used to call Buttermilk Falls.
Buttermilk Falls?
Uh-huh.
I never heard of that.
Yeah,
well,
me
neither. That's because they call it Grizzly's Revenge now.
Oh, I know that.
When old Whitey got there, he saw the biggest, the meanest grizzly bear in the whole world.
Oh,
and it stood 15 feet tall on its hind legs.
Wow.
And it came right at him.
Oh, really?
Spike,
You don't look so good.
Oh, boy.
Little tummy ache.
Spike, come on, let's go check the fire.
Well, don't you want to hear the rest of the story, Liz?
No, you can tell me about it later. Come on, Spike.
Bye, Spike.
As Granny continued, Liz walked with Spike to the campfire and threw on a couple of logs. Though Liz wanted to hear the rest of the story, he knew Spike needed a friend even more.
Whitey fired a shot. Now, he knew he didn't miss, but it only made the bear madder, kind of like a bee stinging at a tractor. Mm. But when the bear got real close, Whitey dropped his rifle and ran.
Oh, did Whitey get away?
Oh, yeah, sure he did. Okay. But then later, he took 10 armed hunters back with him and found the bones of those two cows picked clean. And Whitey's rifle, all bent and twisted. Tooth marks over all of it. And the bear was never found.
All right, time to get some sleep. We've got a big day tomorrow.
Good night, everybody. Now don't let those bed bugs bite. Or the bears.
Spike had a hard time getting to sleep. As Grandpa and Liz snored, Spike couldn't help thinking of Lacey and how she'd teased him. And the more he thought of that, the madder he got. That's when he thought of a plan to make her pay. With a blanket and a roar, he could make her think that the bear from Granny's story had come back. Maybe he could scare Lacey's hair white. But the way to her tent was dark and slippery. Very slippery.
Whoa! Build up your faith each week with the Kids Corner Devotions, now available at kidscorner.net.
Welcome to Kids Corner Devotions.
Read or listen each week and share the devotions as a family with a Bible message, readings, and prayer.
Wherever you go, I will watch over you.
Included each week is a Casey's Day comic, illustrating the theme of the week through the eyes of three Christian kids. You can download the audio and listen along with hosts Dexter.
I'm Dexter.
And Marilisa.
I'm Marilisa.
Learn more about the Bible. Memorize a new verse and pray for the week ahead.
Will you pray with me?
Hey, Mom and Dad, there's a parent blog for you too, so you can build on what your kids are learning each week.
Use my gifts. Go with my blessing.
So check out the Kids Corner Weekly Devotional, now available at kidscorner.net.
Liz awoke to water dripping on his nose and sat up.
Spike! Spike, wake up! The tent is leaking! Spike? Hey, Spike's gone.
Liz ran out of the tent, slipped in the mud, and...
Whoa, ow! Oh no, the dam's breaking. Wait a second. Spike? Spike, is that you?
Liz, I twisted my ankle and I'm caught in some bushes.
No. Hang on, Spike!
Liz woke up Grandpa and the others and told them what happened to Spike.
Well, it's a good thing we're up high on the mountain.
Yeah,
but we have to get Spike up here pronto.
Okay, I'll go down to get Spike. Just tie the rope.
No. I should be the one.
Grandpa, isn't enough time. The water is coming. It'd be way too hard for us to pull both you and Spike back up. It's gotta be me.
All right. But tie this on tight.
And girl, you just gotta grab the end of that rope and hold on.
Okay?
And pray.
Liz slid down the hill until he reached Spike.
Okay, Spike, give me your hand.
I was only trying to scare Lacey.
I know, buddy.
I shouldn't have gone outside the dark.
It's okay, Spike. Come on. Just give me your hand. Okay, I gotcha. I got him!
Let's go. The water's coming.
All right.
Hurry, Liz.
And just as Liz and Spike were about to be swept away, the rope tightened and they were dragged back up the hill.
Oh, Spike, are you okay? Wow, that was close.
I thought you two were gone.
Yeah,
man.
You thought
his ankle is very swollen, but I don't think it's broken.
Oh,
well, we'll need to carry him back to the truck.
Yeah. Okay.
Lucille, you and Lacey break camp.
Okay.
Cover
thanks,
what's
girls.
Left of the fire and tear down the tent.
Got it. Will do, Grandpa. I can help.
No, you stay with me. We need some poles to make a stretcher.
Oh, no, it's all right. I can walk.
Spike!
Sit down. Spike, sit there. Take it easy.
Yeah.
We're going to get you out of here.
That's right.
Come on. Hey, Grandpa, I know just where there are a couple of good poles.
Oh, good.
The kids all pitched in, and pretty soon they were going back over the ridge and down the other side, away from the floodwaters. Liz and Grandpa helped carry Spike, while the girls and Granny carried the tent and supplies.
I just thank the Lord we got Spike out of there. God really protected us.
Yeah, he sure did.
Yeah.
Spike, you okay?
Yeah, my foot hurts, but it sure was nice not to have to walk all the way back to the truck.
Yeah, I can imagine.
By this time, it was almost morning. They loaded the trucks and got ready to leave. The light of the sun came up over the mountains, creating a beautiful rainbow in the clouds.
I've never seen one that bright before.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Isn't it, Liz?
Wow.
Yeah, I guess so.
What's wrong with you, Liz?
Oh, I'm just bummed we didn't get to earn our Wilderness Club patches. I mean, I had fun and all, Grandpa, but...
Now, hold on there. Even though we were rained out this year, it doesn't mean you didn't learn anything.
Wow.
Lucille, what were those clouds called that rolled in yesterday?
Oh, cumulonimbus.
Oh, very good.
Wow.
And you learned how to tie knots.
Yeah.
And build your stamina over that mountain.
That's right.
Along with a really important lesson that's on this green patch right here.
Grandpa, those are girls' patches.
Liz.
Why do you say that?
Because it says it right there, Gal 62.
Oh, Liz, you are really something.
That's
it
not
says it.
Gal 62. Huh? That stands for Galatians 6, verse 2.
Oh.
That's what you guys perfectly showed us at the campout.
We did?
We did.
What?
Yes, you did.
Granny, you got your Bible there. Why don't you read it?
Sure, Grandpa. It says, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I get it.
Uh-huh.
All that stuff we were carrying and packing was what Jesus wants us to help with.
Jesus wants us to carry pots and pans?
No, but he does want you to help others carry their load.
Oh, that's right.
Now, in some cases, that's a physical thing.
Like carrying Spike out of danger.
Yeah, you got it, Lucille.
Wait, there's another thing that happened that counts, too.
And what's that, Spike?
Well, when I didn't feel good, Liz went outside with me, even though he wanted to hear the end of the story.
Oh, that's right.
Wasn't that helping carry my burden?
Well, you're exactly right, Spike. You know, people have all kinds of things weighing them down, and God wants us to help with them.
Wait, there's something I did that, well, that didn't help.
What was that?
I made fun of Spike for getting car sick. I made him feel really bad, and that wasn't helping carry his burden.
Well, I'm sure, Lacey, that he'd appreciate an apology.
I'm sorry, Spike.
Nah, that's okay. I mean, I fell into the ravine trying to get back at you. I'm sorry, too.
Now that's what I'm talking about. Let's hit the road.
And just wait until our next church school. There'll be pizza for everybody.
Like Spike, everyone needs help sometimes. And God wants us to look out for others, not just ourselves. That's what it means to bear each other's burdens. When our friends or family need help, we can be strong and assist them. And when we need help, we can count on them to lend us a hand. Do you know anyone who could use your help this week?
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
And remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over.
for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/KidsCornerRadio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Chris Fabry. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.